Hello again, dear friends. Thank you for joining us today for another message from the Word of the Lord. We've looked at a few Bible verses that are found in our church sanctuary here in Lisburn in the Free Presbyterian Church. And I want you to notice this one that's high up on the pulpit wall of our church. It's the last invitation in Scripture. It's found, of course, therefore, in the book of the Revelation. Revelation chapter 22 and verse number 17. God's last invitation. Now, all throughout the Bible, God gives out the invitation for men and women, people like you and people like me, to come to Him. For example, we have it in the book of Genesis, where God said to Noah and all of his family, "Come thou and thy house into the ark," into the place of refuge, into the place of safety. And of course, the ark was a type or a picture of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." An invitation for cleansing and forgiveness. Isaiah 55 and verse number 1, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." Those who are poor spiritually and those who are thirsty and dissatisfied, they're invited to come as well. And then, of course, in the New Testament, we have many, many gospel invitations. Matthew 11:28, a very well-known one. Jesus Christ said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And maybe the burdens of life have got the better of you. You're worried, you're anxious, you're afraid, you're heavy laden with guilt and fear and the concerns and cares of life. God invites you to come. Christ says He will give you rest. "Take my yoke upon you," He says, "and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." And then we have the gospel invitation again in Luke chapter 14:17. "Come, for all things are now ready." And it shows us the sufficiency of the cross work of Christ. The price has been paid, the door has been opened, the table has been set. We don't need to bring anything, we just have to come as we are. As the hymn writer said, "Just as I am, without one plea, and that thou bids me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come." All things are ready. That sacrifice has been offered, and you have to come. And then we have the invitation again in John's Gospel, chapter 7. "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." John 6:37, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." And these are just some of the great invitations of the Gospel. But if you were to read the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, right through the Old Testament into the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, just in case you miss it, right there in the closing chapter of the Word of God, Revelation 22, God gives the great invitation again, one last time, just in case you missed it. And you'll notice that in our text today, He invites us to come. In fact, the word "come" is seen three times in the verse. The Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, and the Bride, that's the church. The Spirit and the Bride are to work together and to invite people to come as part of the Bride of Christ, part of the Church of Christ. I would ask you today, would you not come to the Savior? May the Spirit of God draw you and work in your heart and life, and in bringing you to the cross, may you come to know the wonder of God's forgiveness. And then let him that heareth say, "Come." Those who have heard the gospel, those who have heard the good news and have responded to it themselves, they're encouraged to go and to tell others. Those who have heard the gospel, who know it to be true in their lives, maybe you're a Christian today, you're encouraged in this verse to go out and to tell others, "Come. Come to my Savior, come to the cross, come and see a man that told me all that I ever did. Is not this the Christ. And then it goes on to say at the end of the verse, and let him that is athirst come. Maybe you're hungry, you're thirsty, you're dissatisfied. Listen, friends, there's living water. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 4 about this living water, if you receive it and you drink of it, you'll never thirst again. God's last invitation in the Bible. But there's such a thing as hearing the call of God for the last time. What if this is the last time you ever listen to a devotional message like this? What if this is the last time you ever hear a Bible verse quoted? What if this is the last time God ever speaks to you? I trust and I pray that you will come to the Savior. Come now. This is maybe the last time, the last invitation God will give. You come, taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you for listening. God bless you. And hopefully we will see you again very soon.